Skanos, Sego, Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. The Six Nations Elected Council political liaison meeting was held on Monday morning of November 28th, with many issues being discussed from bridge and culvert maintenance and repair to expired community equipment contracts with Bell. One of the other items on the agenda included an update from Kathy Maher, the Chief Commissioner of the Six Nations Cannabis Commission. During her presentation, Ms. Maher explained that the commission is still in the process of getting set up and a phone line will soon be installed for contacting the commission. She also said that the commission is in need of two additional commissioners. It was repeatedly mentioned by both councillors and the chief, Mark Hill, that the commission had its hands full in trying to deal with cannabis in the community, which sparked newly elected councillor Greg Fraser to refer to the situation on Six Nations as a runaway train. And he also asked about other cannabis products currently being sold on the territory.
So far, this industry on reserve has really gotten ahead of us. It's like, I think I mentioned it to another councillor, that it's like a runaway train. Yep. And you can't even see the train. And I commend you on trying to rein it in, because it does look like a difficult task. Because I just go by what the community has, their comments that they give me. But I can see that the objectives are clear. The timelines, I'd like to see more timelines, what your objectives are, when do you want to reach them? And the other thing is a little bit of a road to financial independence. The community says to me that we have spent over $5 to $6 million on the Cannabis Commission, which isn't true. But that's just the perception of the community. You know, it could be 2.5, it becomes 5. But that's just the way community reacts to certain numbers. And that's basically what I would like to see. I'd like to see some numbers and projections. And I've got another comment. I don't know if you can see this or not. This is sold on our territory. I don't know if you can see. You see it? It's called Space Drops. It's got sugar in it. It says on the top of it, prescription only. But you can just buy it. You can just buy it at the weed shop. It's a Space Drop. It's 1,000 milligrams. It's 1,000 milligrams gummies, and there's 2 in a pack. And the flavors you can get are apple, cherry, peach, tropical, blueberry, and passion. This is a little bit misleading. One, because they're buying it without a prescription. Two, it actually looks toward children and younger users. You can see that. It's almost like a cartoon, right? So this type of advertising, are you going to address this and see if you can enforce, like, even in your Cannabis Commission regulations, you specifically say that it has to be in plain packaging, no sugar, not flavored. And also, I think it really misleads the public on what we're trying to do here, being safe to the community. Are you going to address like issues like this?
Hazel Johnson also voiced her concerns over non-tested products being sold in the community, which prompted Kathy Maher to respond by saying there are many other non-tested products being sold on Six Nations.
All community members are concerned about the safety of cannabis on the territory. What Greg showed, that's just only one example of what's out there right now.
Oh.
And that's one of the main areas that the Cannabis Commission is trying to stop. Because right now you have not only that package, but I could give you 1,000 pictures of what's being sold on the territory right now. None of it is regulated. None of it is tested. Or if the testing, they test for everything but pesticides. They don't test for any carcinogens or anything along that line. So we need to encourage, and we're going along with what the community wants, safety. Because we don't want, the Cannabis Commission does not want those products out there. And they wouldn't be in the stores if they were part of the Cannabis Commission. Everything in the retail stores would all be tested. They would have a stamp on it to show that it was tested.
Elected Chief Mark Hill commended the commission for wanting to be transparent and their communication strategy. If you would like more information, visit the Six Nations Elected Council Facebook page to view the entire political liaison meeting. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.